Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Chamadecha Hari Savata Giyate Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarane Paramananda Madhavam.
So before we recite Srimad Bhagavatam, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto the Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam only talks about pure bhakti, Shuddha bhakti. No other dharma. Real dharma, Sanatana dharma, means bhakti. This is the topic. So without the mood of bhakti and devotion, surrender to Krishna, we cannot really understand Srimad Bhagavatam or get a mercy from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mercy is required to truly understand on a deep spiritual platform, not on intellectual platform or scholarly platform. So we offer our respectful obeisances to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we'll turn to the text. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading in Srimad Bhagavatam in 6th Canto, Chapter 7, text number 23. 6-7-23. Indra offends his spiritual master. Brihaspati is the name of the chapter. Please repeat. Magavan Dvishata Pasha Prakshinan Guru Atikramat Samprati Upachitan Buya Kavyam Aradya Bhaktita Adidaran. Nilayanam Mama Api Brigudevata Pakshinan Guv Atikramad.
Is that right? Where is it?
Oh, sorry.
Magavan Dushita Pasha Prakshinan Guv Atikramat Sampati Upachitan Buya Kavyam Aradya Bhaktita Adariran Nilayanam Mamapi Brigudevata Magavan Dvishtata Pasha Prakshinan Guvatikramat Sampratyupachitan Buya Kavyam Aradya Bhaktita Adariran Nilayanam Mamapi Brigudevata. Magavan Dvishata Pasha Bhakshinan Gurvatikramat.
Mataji? Please repeat. Magavan, O Indra, Dishata, your enemies, Pasya, Jasi, Praksinan, being very weak, formerly, Guru Atikramat, because of disrespecting their guru, Shuka Acharya, Samprati, at the present moment, Upachitan, powerful, Bhuya, again, Kavyam, their spiritual master, Shuka Acharya, Aradhya, worshipping, Bhaktita, with great devotion, Adharinan, may take away, Nilayanam, the abode, Satyaloka, Mama, my, Api, even, Bhrigu Devata, who are now strong devotees of Shuka Acharya, the disciple of Bhrigu. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect toward Shuka Acharya. But since they have now worshipped Shuka Acharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Shuka Acharya, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to easily seize my abode from me. Please repeat. O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect toward Shuka Acharya. But since they have now worshipped Shuka Acharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Shuka Acharya, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to seize my abode from me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma, he wanted to point out to the demigods that by the strength of the Guru, one can become most powerful within this world. And by the displeasure of the Guru, one can lose everything. This is confirmed by the song of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Although the demons are insignificant in comparison to Lord Brahma, because of the strength of their guru, they were so powerful that they could even seize Brahmaloka from Lord Brahma. We therefore pray to the spiritual master, Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langete Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gunum Dinatarne. This is quoted from the Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, 1780. By the mercy of the Guru, even a dumb man can become the greatest orator, and even a lame man can cross mountains. As advised by Lord Brahma, one should remember this Shastric injunction if one desires success in his life. Om Agyanatam Anandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Malitam Jina Tasmai Shri Guru Veda Maha. Translation again. O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect towards Shukracharya. But since they have now worshipped Shukracharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Shukracharya, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to easily seize my abode from me. So of course the demigods, headed by Indra, again they got themselves in trouble. And again they're going to Lord Brahma to ask how to solve their trouble, how to get out of trouble, because now they're being defeated by the demons. And Lord Brahma is explaining that previously, because they disrespected their spiritual master, Shukracharya, they had lost all mercy, all blessing from their spiritual master, therefore losing all mercy, all blessing from Krishna. And now, they once again are worshipping with great devotion, following the instruction of the spiritual master, worshipping him with Guru Bhakti. Therefore, Yasya Prasada, Bhagava Prasada, Yasya Prasada, Nagati Kutopi. Therefore, they receive the full mercy, the full benediction from Krishna by pleasing the spiritual master. And this is a great principle in the spiritual life. We saw previously that Bali Maharaj, he had rejected Shukracharya because he was being given some materialistic advice. Bali Maharaj wanted to fully surrender and give everything to the Lord, and Shukracharya at that time, he was saying, no, don't do it like that. No, Vamanadeva, right, he'll take everything from you. So in that case, because of that bad advice, materialistic advice, it was explained that Shukracharya was fit to be rejected. But the principle that one should worship the spiritual master, this is there regardless of the process or even the desire, because the demons, even the demigods, they have mixed desires, they have some materialistic desire as well. But the principle still is there to achieve anything in life, especially spiritually, one must surrender to and render service with loving devotion towards the spiritual master. Of course, that love and affection, that worship, should be towards one who is fit, one who is qualified, bona fide, the spiritual master, in the parampara. And that way they get the full mercy of Krishna through that parampara. So this is talking, Prabhupada's talking in the purport, that by the strength of the guru, one can become most powerful within this world. So bona fide guru, he's external manifestation of Krishna. He's endowed with the full mercy blessing of Krishna. So by connecting to that spiritual master, by surrendering to his instructions, then one is able to come directly in contact with Krishna in the form of his representative bona fide guru and the instructions from that the spiritual master. So one becomes powerful or develops spiritual strength by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, he's talking about spiritual strength. Now you see the demons, they became very strong. And this is not talking about the material strength, because they were already the same personality with the same material strength. So what was the difference is that now they had developed spiritual strength, spiritual power, by worshipping their spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was speaking on Lord Nityananda's appearance day in Bhubaneswar. in February 2nd, 1977. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining that in the Vedic literature it is said, Nayam Atma Bala Hanena Labhya Na Bahuna Shutena. So this Bala, Prabhupada explains, this means strength. Bala means strength. Sometimes, some rascal philosophers, Prabhupada says, talking about strength, they think or they say that bala means bodily strength. They propagate this philosophy, unless you are bodily stout and strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout. You must eat meat. You must fight. And then, by that strength, then you'll get the spiritual birth. But Srila Prabhupada explains, this is not the bala. This is not real strength. That is different type of strength. This is a spiritual strength. But the difficulty at the present situation is that actually we're moving on account of spiritual strength. But the common people, they have no information of spiritual strength. They're thinking only of this material strength. So by the spell of the Maya, ahankara vamudatma, katahamiti manyate, they are thinking we are independent, we can do whatever we like, just like the demons, they disrespected their spiritual master. We can do as we like, we can act independently. That is called ahankar vamudatma. And under this false pretext, under this false prestige, everyone is thinking like that we are independent. We can find out the solution of the problems of life just by our own material adjustment. We don't need anyone. We don't need any mercy. We don't need mercy from the spiritual master, mercy from Krishna. That is due to ignorance and due to this false ego. So this, Prabhupada says, is materialistic disease. They're bewildered and they don't understand that the real strength, where to get real strength, is spiritual strength. That spiritual strength, that is Balaram, Nityananda. And that is spiritual master. Representative of Nityananda, Balaram, that is Guru, Sri Guru. So to get that spiritual strength means Bala, means Guru Bala. Prabhupada says in this purport, by the strength of the Guru, by His mercy, by His spiritual potency, one can become spiritually powerful, spiritually strong. So much so, Lord Brahma said, that even now they're trying to capture Brahmaloka. So much power they got from such a powerful guru. Therefore, Prabhupada says, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram, Nityananda, Sri Guru, that represents Guru. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. So if we want to understand Mahaprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, we want to advance in our spiritual life, we must take shelter of Balaram. Balaram. Nayamatma Bala Hanena Labhya. That is the Vedic injunction. Without the mercy of Balaram, without the mercy of the spiritual master, we cannot become spiritually strong. We cannot understand. We cannot even realize our own spiritual identification. So that Balaram comes as Nityananda. Balaram Hala Nithai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balaram. We must take shelter of the spiritual master, bona fide guru. So Nityananda Prabhu, that is strength, that is spiritual strength, and without that spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. We must have spiritual strength. The source of that spiritual strength is Balaram. is Guru, representative of Nityananda Balaram. So we must take shelter, Prabhupada says, of Nityananda Prabhu. Must take shelter of the spiritual master in order to develop spiritual strength. That spiritual strength that is required to advance in the spiritual life. Prabhupada says, without that, dependence and pleasing and worshipping bona fide guru, one cannot make any spiritual advancement in one's life. This is the principle. And Krishna, he accepts a guru. Mahaprabhu, he accepts a guru. All of the Lord's associates, devotees, they also, all of them accept a guru, principle of guru. Even the demigods, even the demons, everybody is recommended that you should surrender to and serve and worship the spiritual master as the means to develop especially this spiritual strength. Srila Prabhupada speaking in the Bhagavatam class 1522 in Vrindavan, August 3rd, 1974. We're talking about spiritual strength, how to get spiritual strength from the spiritual master, and how do we get that mercy, how do we get the spiritual strength from the spiritual master is by our sincere surrender, trying to render service in a loving devotional mood. That is the purport or the discussion today. So it's explained that without developing Guru Bhakti, we cannot develop Krishna Bhakti. Without developing in our Guru Seva, it is not possible to nicely advance in our Krishna Seva. It all begins with that worship, bhakti, service to the spiritual master. That's where we learn that principle of devotion and service. It says, Aradhya Bhaktita. And that means worshipping with great devotion. Worshipping with great devotion means Guru Bhakti. And it's not sentimental, oh yes, Gurudev, I love you, I have love for you. Prabhupada says many times, your love for me will be shown by how you follow my instructions. So that bhakti worship is our sincerely trying to understand and follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and of our spiritual master in Prabhupada line. That's where it comes. If we try to avoid the spiritual master, then it's not possible to get mercy directly from Krishna. We cannot get that mercy, we cannot get that merciful strength, merciful intelligence directly from Krishna. He's giving that, he's delivering that through the agency of his representative bona fide spiritual master. So if one sincerely wants to surrender to Krishna and serve Krishna, Prabhupada says the first installment of Krishna's mercy is he'll send you a bona fide spiritual master. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets a guru. And by the worship and service of that guru, then one becomes spiritually strong and then one can develop in a Krishna bhakti. Prabhupada says, without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. And what other place, Prabhupada says, without the mercy of the guru, you can't move one sesame seed in your spiritual life. And you see in the material world, material science, successful people, they write books, right? How to be successful. 10 easy steps, right? How to become successful. How to become powerful and rich in the materialistic world. Well, Prabhupada also talks about secrets of success in spiritual life. Specifically, Prabhupada says, a secret of success in spiritual life is how to make the words and the instructions of your spiritual master your life and your soul. The spiritual master is giving general instructions, which means it's meant for all of us. Get up early in the morning, go to Mangalarti, take a nice bath, get dressed properly, rules and regulations, come, chant 16 rounds, hear Bhagavatam. That's general instructions meant for everyone. And then there's also specific instructions. Prabhupada said the spiritual master will say, he'll understand the psychophysical nature of his student, of his disciple, and he'll say, okay, you're fit to work in the DD department. You're fit for preaching, distributing books. You're fit for cow protection. You're fit for, cooking. You're fit. So many services are there. And if all of that is done for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, it doesn't even matter what the service is. It's all absolute. But those specific instructions, they're also given by the spiritual master. And of course, spiritual master, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. We have one Diksha Guru, we have unlimited Shiksha Guru. But the principle is that we must receive those instructions. And Prabhupada says the secret of success is to make those instructions that you receive from your spiritual master, your life and your soul. If we do that, then we can get the mercy, merciful strength and merciful intelligence from our spiritual master. If we disregard, if we disrespect, then, as Lord Brahma is explaining, then they lost everything. They lost all their spiritual strength, they were defeated, and then they lost everything, spiritually and materially, because of disregarding the spiritual master. It's explained in the 10 offenses that to disregard the orders or the instructions of the spiritual master, that is an aparad, Vaishnava aparad, Nam aparad. So by that disrespect, disregarding, not making life and soul, that is our mistake. That was the mistake of the demons. They had disregarded. They thought they were independent. They thought they could move according to their own free will, acting as own guru. Then, this is disregarding instruction of the actual guru. Then one becomes disconnected from the merciful strength and intelligence from Krishna. That's due to this false ego. We don't have to surrender, we don't have to serve, we can act independently, we can act as our own guru. But we're not really connected spiritually, although we may be so active. Is that service or activity being accepted by Krishna? Prabhupada says it cannot be and will not be accepted by Krishna unless you go through and unless that is accepted through Krishna's parampara. So without understanding who is guru, without putting unflinching faith in the instructions of the spiritual master, that those instructions are coming from Krishna through purifier medium of the guru, and without making those instructions coming from Krishna through the guru, your life and your soul, then Prabhupada says, without the grace of that spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. So this is very, very important. Secret of success in spiritual life. If you have the Veda base, you just look up. Secret of success in spiritual life. Right? Somebody, big successful people, they go through so many different things in their life. But when they capsulize or they just bring it down to the essence of what it was that they could really attribute their success, then they call that's the secret of success. Those are the secret nuggets of success. Srila Prabhupada, when he's talking about how he became so successful, Prabhupada said in many places that you want to glorify me, you want to say that I did many wonderful things, but if you want to give me any credit,
then the one credit you can give me is that I never spoke any words that were separate from my guru. I did not introduce or speculate or add anything or subtract anything from what I heard from my spiritual master. What I heard, that same thing I'm presenting to you without adding or subtracting anything. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is the secret of my success. So by simply accepting, understanding and accepting the instructions of the spiritual master, and then executing faithfully, putting full faith, no doubt, no tinge of doubt, and then representing or preaching exactly what we heard from the spiritual master in parampara, that is where the spiritual strength, the power, will come from. That's what Prabhupada said. Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture 1522 in Vrindavan, Srimad Bhagavatam, August 3rd, 1974, Prabhupada said, our process is that. Take the version of the authority, Krishna, and you just repeat that. Your version then will be perfect. This is our policy. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you rascal, you scholar, you philosopher, scientist, don't manufacture anything. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. That's all. Prabhupada says here, whatever little success that I have got is only for this reason. This is Prabhupada's secret of success, how he became successful. I never said anything which is not spoken by Krishna or my spiritual master. I never said, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I never said that. So you are my students, I never said that to you, that what is my opinion. And one place Prabhupada says, you know, who cares what is my opinion? Who cares what is your opinion? What is Krishna's opinion? What is Krishna's instruction? So one should know, what is the value of my opinion? Prabhupada says, in all humility, I'm an imperfect being. This is called Charanadapi Sanichina, Taro Api Sahishnana. If one is thinking, oh, I'm a big scholar, I'm this, I'm that, this pride, that means Prabhupada says you are a rascal, demanding respect. I'm this, I'm that, I'm big leader, I'm intelligent, I'm scholar, I'm scientist, I'm temple president, GBC, zonal acharya, guru, sannyasi. If we're thinking like that, and then demanding respect, Prabhupada says then this is pride. A great demon has entered inside of you. That means you're a rascal if you're thinking like that. Prabhupada says you should command respect, not demand respect. You simply have to carry the message of Krishna and Krishna's parampara as it is. Don't add anything, don't subtract anything. Prabhupada, many places complaining against the Western devotees, that the problem with you people is you want to change everything. But Prabhupada saying, my secret is I didn't change anything. So Srila Prabhupada, he is sadhu, vaidya. He is doctor, expert physician, spiritual physician. And he has read, he has traveled all over the world. And he has met every soul in every condition. And he has given his prescription. He's an expert doctor who has given an expert prescription. So our job is just to simply follow that as it is. Prabhupada says, purity, that is the force. Your purity, your simplicity of following and not adding or subtracting, not concocting, not manufacturing by your imperfect, fertile brain, Prabhupada says, through your speculation. So if we manufacture, if we concoct, if we twist, if we add, if we subtract, that means we think we know more than our spiritual master. Oh, he, Prabhupada, he didn't really understand how to spread Krishna consciousness. He didn't really understand. It's offensive. That's an offensive mentality. That now, okay, that doctor gave that prescription, but now we're going to change that prescription because it didn't really work. But we never stop to think, is why is it not working? Is because we have no faith in the instruction of the spiritual master. And we're not placing full, unflinching faith in his instructions. Therefore, we're not getting spiritual strength and spiritual intelligence. Therefore, we don't have the spiritual purity because of disconnecting from Krishna, Krishna's parampara. And without that, then we have to come up with a new philosophy, a new process, a new emphasis, which is completely different and separate from the words and the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, my strength, my success, our strength and our success has come because I didn't change anything. I didn't add anything. I didn't subtract anything. What I heard from my guru, what instructions he gave, what Krishna says, that thing I'm saying, as it is. That's the secret of success. Prabhupada did not water it down. One person said to Prabhupada, when you're going to America, don't call it International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You should call it God Consciousness. Because the people, they won't really accept that. They don't know Krishna. They may feel that it is sectarian religion. And Prabhupada said, no. We will present and give them Krishna. Prabhupada uncompromisingly preaching. And when we follow strictly Srila Prabhupada as it is, that's where our success comes as well. And as soon as we think we know more, it's offensive. It means we have a lack of faith in the words and instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, we're thinking we're our own doctor. And now we'll give our own prescription, which is better, new, and improved from Krishna and Krishna's parampara. So you see, you hear Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's presentation of Krishna consciousness. You hear the instructions in the parampara. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How and what is he preaching? What is he presenting? You see Srila Prabhupada. What is he speaking? How is he speaking? How is he acting? How is he behaving? How is he dressing? And simply we're meant to follow that. They all look similar. They're representing the parampara, the instructions, the teachings, the presentation, who they're associating with, how they're associating, what they're speaking, how they're speaking. It's already tried and true. It's already perfect. And Srila Prabhupada says, if you change anything, and this is the Western disease, you build stuff and then you drag it down, tear it down. Always changing, chopping, changing, speculating, manufacturing. Prabhupada called it the material disease, the Western disease. So it should be understood and executed, Prabhupada says, as it is. So if we faithfully read and understand Srila Prabhupada's life and teachings, then we can compare that to other persons who are coming. Right? How are they dressed? How are they behaving? How are they preaching? What are they presenting? Are they presenting Srila Prabhupada directly, as it is, no compromise? He's an expert physician. Bona fide disciple means that you follow the spiritual master as it is. Prabhupada says, that is my qualification. That is parampara. Nothing added, nothing subtracted. What the Guru said, what he says, that same thing is presented as it is. And you say, well, that sounds very narrow, that sounds very fanatical. It is very fanatical. But it's Krishna's words and instructions. That is what is meant to be preached. When I was recently in America, I went to one Rath Yatra. They wanted me to speak in one tent to the new people. And they said, please try not to say anything about Krishna, about surrendering to Krishna. You know, they gave me all these things that I couldn't say in order to, you know, not offend anybody or disturb the people, the new people in the tent. Then when I went in there, I was very confused as what I can say to these people. Don't say anything about Krishna. Don't say to surrender to Krishna. Don't say that you're suffering because you're forgetting Krishna. Just say that whatever you're doing is fine. It's all a gradual process. Just encourage them in their ignorance. Encourage them in their, you know, madness. And that way they may like you. And then they'll take to Krishna consciousness. This is what I was being told how to preach. I said, I'd never preached like this before. I never heard this before. I never heard Srila Prabhupada instruct like that before. No, we don't want to offend anybody. But it's a gradual process. So don't tell the truth. Don't give them the absolute truth. As it is. Then that means we're disconnected from Prabhupada. We're disconnected from the parampara. We're disconnected from Krishna. Then where is the spiritual strength and potency going to come to purify and to convince that soul that they should also surrender to Krishna? Does that make sense? So just do gymnastics, do hatha yoga, right? Put some gopi dots on your face. All the kids are running around with the gopi dots and they're doing yoga. Right? And they say, when you preach to the yoga people, please don't say anything about Krishna. We don't want to offend them. So, is this what Prabhupada did? Is this what Prabhupada instructed us to do? So why do we think we know more and better than Srila Prabhupada? That is arrogance. It is offensive, and it's a lack of faith in the words and the instructions of your spiritual master. Then how you're going to be successful, and how will anyone else be successful listening to you? That principle, they've not understood it. They know more how to spread Krishna consciousness than the true external manifestation of Krishna himself in the form of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Is there anything more arrogant than that? Is there anything more foolish than that? that we think that we can spread Krishna consciousness without Krishna and without Krishna's parampara. Means totally disconnected. So it's just a matter of time that we lose everything materially and spiritually. No spiritual strength will come. Because disconnected. So any points or questions on this topic? Please say. Yes. Don't be afraid. It's a very important discussion. Because people have different philosophies now of how to spread Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There are two classes of people, devotees and demons. Devotees have got their own spiritual master, and demons have also their own guru. But is the guru of demons Krishna conscious or not? For example, Shukracharya, was he Krishna conscious or not?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. The first question is, are we demons or are we devotees? Prabhupada said, everyone in the material world is a demon. More or less. More or less. So we're trying to go from being demons to being devotees. So, you can get cheated. It says, Dharma, Atta, Kama, Moksha. You can get materialism by these processes as well, by following even materialistic guru. And you can attain something materially, but you cannot get bhakti. You cannot get prem bhakti. So do you want a guru that is sent from Krishna, or do you want a guru that is sent from Maya? What kind of guru do you want? And that depends on what is our heart's desire, the ultimate desire of our heart. Lord Shiva, he's Ashutosh, he's also spiritual master, topmost Vaishnav, but most people are worshipping Lord Shiva for materialism. And he's also giving. And others are worshipping Lord Shiva as spiritual master that he's Premi Bhakta of Krishna. And he's also able to give you that dana, Krishna Prem dana. That depends on the desire of the person following. But the principle is really what is being emphasized. Last night when I read this verse, I discussed with devotees, we got on this point, that Shukracharya was previously rejected by Bali Maharaj because he was giving him materialistic instruction. So for one who's interested in full surrender to Krishna and developing Krishna bhakti, he'll not accept this type of guru. He was fit to be rejected. But those who want some materialistic power and position and strength like the demons, then they'll worship such a guru. And still by the worship of that guru, they'll become successful materially. But not spiritually. So both the demons and the devotees or demigods, they also have some materialistic desire, more or less. It says when you leave from the heavenly planets, you don't go back to Goloka Vrindavan from heavenly planets. Only from this platform, from the earthly planetary system, can you go back to Godhead if you come in through Mahaprabhu's line, Mahaprabhu's parampara. So to get that birth in the demigod body and being guided how to fulfill your material desires by following religious principles, that is not applicable or not useful in the ultimate sense of the word. We want Parama Purushartha. That means prema. So there's five possible goals that we can go for. Anybody can go for. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, or Bhakti. So according to that desire, you will get that type of guru. You get what you deserve. Right? So if you want materialism, you want dharma, you want religiosity so that you can get some sukriti, some piety, so that you can get some economic development, money, 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 money. Brighter than the sunshine, sweeter than the honey, money, money, money. Then you can enjoy your sense gratification with your money.
Maharaj. Again, myself. See.
So you get that kind of guru.
No, guru who fulfills only material desires. So we cannot call him a spiritual master. Then he is a material master. Am I correct?
What kind of guru is he? Real guru means premi bhakta, shuddha bhakta. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundaryam, kavitam bhajagat isha kamaye, mama jamani jamani ishwari bhavatad bhakti ahaiti ki chayi. They're not running after name, fame, pranam, pranami. They're not running after all of these materialistic things. Therefore, that is a real guru. In the true sense of the word guru, means no materialistic desire, no gross or subtle materialistic desire. That means premi bhakta, shuddha bhakta. That's guru. Not like a family guru. Right? Everyone in India, they don't have an America like that. You know, we have a family guru. Of course, they have these Christian priests. They're acting like, in the neighborhood, they're acting like some spiritual teacher, guidance. But the one time we were in the church, in the Christian church, and the priest, he was giving the lecture, and then he looked at his watch, and he said, "Oh, I have to stop now, because there's one football game is on at 12:30. So I have to cut the lecture short because I know you all want to run and go and watch the cricket match or the football match." And then he got in the car and he went to the racetrack to watch the horses run. Yeah, he was going and taking the money from the box and he was going and betting on the horses. And that was the family guru. So, is that really guru? So real guru, he's not running after all of those things. Kanik kamani pratishta. Not looking for power, position, disciples, money, control, worship, prestige. Not, that's not guru in the ultimate sense of the word. So without getting real bona fide guru, who's free from all of that gross and subtle material desire, how will we get free from gross and subtle material desire? If that guru can't get himself free from gross and subtle material desire, how's he going to free you from gross and subtle material desire? So what kind of guru do you want? That's a question. Right? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I think I'm going to get in trouble with this conversation, right? But we're talking philosophy. This is philosophical discussion. You do the math.
Maharaj. It is said that Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he can say that, like, rascals and fools and... But
he can what?
He can say, he can tell that you are rascal, you are fool.
Yeah.
But I am a conditioned soul. So we have.
So are you a rascal and a fool?
So if we tell somebody to that you are a rascal, you are a fool, you are doing this, you are absolutely wrong. So he may feel offended sometimes. So what is the better way to convince?
Prabhupada in one place he said, when you meet somebody, some big man, you just say, yes, you're a very big man, you're a very wonderful personality. You just flatter them, Prabhupada says, like anything. And then after they become really like liking you because you're nicely flattering them, their false ego, their false prestige, then once he opens up and he likes you by your flattering, then you just say, now whatever you think you know, just forget all of it. So you may, a little bit use some flattering, but ultimately that flattering will keep them in ignorance. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if you flatter people, always flattering people, never speaking real thing, then you're not really that person's friend, because you're keeping them in the ignorance. And those persons who speak the truth to try to help you, even though sometimes it's a little bit painful to see all of that, they're actually your friend, because they can purify you and educate you to understand what is your actual position and what is your need. So it's said in the, Prabhupada explains that in the social circles, normally when you meet somebody, you should speak some sweet thing to them. But Prabhupada says that does not apply in the spiritual circle. In the spiritual circle, it's unpalatable truth. That is the medicine. So one who's serious about spiritual life, when he's chastised or he gets the sharp words from sadhu, that will purify him. Just like Judd Barrett and the King Rahugana. King Rahugana, he became puffed up by his position, his money, his materialistic position, and therefore he became blind. Then he could not recognize Vaishnava. And you see this story here, the demigods, they became puffed up, they didn't recognize the Guru because of this pride. They became blind, they commit the aparad. So they're in ignorance committing aparad. And then Judd Barrett spoke very strongly. Sadhu means his words are cutting. They're cutting through your false ego, through your ignorance, trying to shock you, trying to wake you up to your mistake. Srila Prabhupada, talking about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, said, my spiritual master, he didn't have just a cutting technique. He had chopping technique. Chopping. So for one who's serious about spiritual life, he'll welcome cutting and chopping from sadhu, guru, because they'll realize this is for my betterment. This will purify me. This will make me become really devotee, real nice devotee. If one cannot take that and understand that, it means they're not, Prabhupada says, it means they're not serious. So why waste your breath? Prabhupada said, try to find some innocent, simple people who will be attracted to the absolute truth. Don't waste your time with these rascal scholars, puffed up with their education, think they already know everything. Find some innocents, some simple souls. Don't waste your time trying to approach those people. Prabhupada also gave those instructions.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah. So generally our false ego, we don't want a guru who has cutting, chopping technique. Even the sound of that is scary, isn't it? Guru, sadhu, guru, chopping, cutting, false ego. Oh, that sounds a little bit too intense. I remember one time we were talking about how the material world is a prison house, and how we're all suffering here in the prison house. And one person said, Prabhu, why are you speaking that thing? People will become depressed. People will lose their self-esteem. We shouldn't speak all of those things. But if you look in the Shastra, If you look at all of the preachers and the acharyas, what do? Is they point out the reality of this world and how we're actually suffering here in this world. They point out what is the problem. If we don't realize the problem, why you'll look for a solution? So first, the problem must be pointed out. But most people, they don't want to hear that. That means they want to be cheated. They don't want the real thing. They want to stay in their ignorance with their false ego and maintain their independence and do as they like. So why will Krishna send them a bona fide guru? The bona fide guru is only telling you what Krishna wants you to do. If you don't want to know what Krishna wants you to do, why do you need a bona fide guru? You don't want to know what Krishna wants you to do. You don't want a pure vaya medium of Krishna. We're not prepared to hear it. We're not prepared to surrender to it. So why will Krishna send you a bona fide guru? And rather you get a guru that just flatters you. It tells you, yes, do whatever you want to do. It's all good. But just send the money. Don't forget about the pranam and the pranami. Then we'll have a nice relationship. That's a cheater. Prabhupada says that's a cheater, not guru. So we'll get all benefit, we'll all go back to Godhead by just doing whatever we want and being flattered. That means we're cheated, the cheaters and the cheated. That means we don't deserve a bona fide guru who will speak the truth, the unpalatable truth to us. Then how will we get purified? How will we become qualified spiritually? Does that make sense? And if somebody doesn't want to hear it, that means they're not serious. So why waste time with them? Even Arjuna, when he surrendered to Krishna and accepted Krishna as his guru, what was the first thing Krishna did? Was he chastised Arjuna. While speaking learned words, you are mourning for that which is not worthy of grief. He chastised Arjuna to purify him. Ajit Bharat chastised. He spoke very strong, cutting, unpalatable words to that King Rahugana. But it purified him. It shocked him into realizing his mistake, his aparad. So if we don't speak the truth, and the truth must be spoken to help the person, not to put them down or to make ourselves think that we're better or we're better than them, it's to help them. Then what is the problem? And flattering them, not speaking the truth, you keep them in their ignorance, then what is the value of that? We should just follow what Srila Prabhupada did, how he preached. We should follow in the footsteps, as it is. That will be our success. Don't manufacture, don't concoct, don't speak something and do something differently. Just follow it. The strength comes by following. The following means worshipping the instructions, following the instructions of Krishna, Krishna's parampara. That is a message I hope we can get from today's class. Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudeva ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.